So it's 11:14 on Saturday. Now that's a sign of a good holiday. I couldn't remember what day it was for a moment there. We're out and about in Paris. We only have one day here, full day in the city, as we're taking the kids to Disneyland for the other 2 days. And I'm not much of a tourist. I love the I prefer the street life of cities. One of the most exciting things for me, like, I've been through Paris before a few times, but I've never been in Paris or stayed in Paris. And we drove into Paris from the south, and seeing the Eiffel Tower, glimpsing the Eiffel Tower in the distance, and then just hitting the centre of Paris, the cafes, the teeming, seething life. It was very hot. It was really exciting. But we're standing now about 100 feet from the Eiffel Tower. And something I've never seen with my own eyes, but it hardly registered. It's one of those weird retinal after flashes you have, where you've seen an image millions of times on postcards and films and what have you, posters, that it barely registers when you actually see it. It's monstrous, the size of it underneath. But it's barely had an effect. I've seen it, and I don't need to see it again. Very odd. So now we're off to the Arc de Triomphe. Excuse me. And then we're taking the metro down to Notre Dame de Paris and going to the Louvre this afternoon, the Morgue of Art. And tomorrow we're back to Disneyland, which I was complimented by Rachel on how well I did. I didn't moan, I didn't bitch about the endless pushing of corporate crap, and the kids had a great time, which is what it was all about in the end. So yeah, and we'll probably have dinner out on the streets of Montparnasse and soak up the rapidly vanishing spirit of art and creativity in that quarter, and then be back home. I feel like I've been away for a long, long time, but France, I've seen you from many aspects, and I love you.